Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Richard Lannon for Set for Success, where we help you create a roadmap to transform your business, career, or life. I often wonder what life will bring for me, for the people around me, from year to year, month to month, week to week. I bet you there's a story that unfolds and maybe told, maybe never told. I bet you have one that has unfolded, and maybe you've told it, maybe you haven't. We can always go with one of the quotes, I guess, from Forrest Gump. It's one of my favorites, actually. And it's at the end of the movie, and I don't know if you're a Forrest Gump fan or not, and I know the movie was out a long time ago, but right at the end of the movie, he says, "I don't know if each of us has a destiny, or if we're just floating around accidental-like on the breeze, but I think maybe it's a bit of both." Now, I don't know if you remember that scene, but it's right at the end. He's standing over the gravesite of his love, his life love, Jenny. Yeah. So interesting thing about that particular movie or that, you know, you can see maybe that the main character, even though he uttered those words and everything, that movie sort of becomes an analogy maybe for success in some way, shape, or form. You see, the main character sort of started opening doors to success in all that they did, partly intentionally, you know, the Vietnam War, he ended up going to war, becoming a shrimping boat captain because he made a commitment to somebody. How about running on empty, running across North America? I know I quoted another song here. Running on empty, running across North America, and then all the things that brought in their lives. The interesting thing was is that the character was engaged in the world around them, whether accidentally or intentionally. But the other part of just being in the moment or every moment of the things that develop around them is maybe that whole intentional side just came out. But there are times I know that I'm never really too sure what to focus in on next, what I'm supposed to do next. Where am I going? You know, what's going to happen in my life right now? Maybe I worry a bit too much about it. I suspect that maybe sometimes you sort of feel the same way. Have you come to a place that you're sort of wondering about what's next for me? I do think this. I think that engagement is part of it. And sometimes we don't know what we want to be engaged in, but we do need to be engaged. And that means just getting involved, getting out there, right? And watching the world unfold around you in your life's roadmap, I guess. So I guess that's what we're sort of going to talk about today with the owner of Opening Doors for Success, Nancy McNaughton. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Richard.
It's always fun, Nancy, to hang out with you because you have so much you always say to me. And I know we've had the opportunity to hang out periodically. To get started, I think what would be a good place to start is just to get our listeners familiar with who you are. Who is Nancy?
Wow, I'm still working on that, Richard.
It's a big question.
It is a big question.
Maybe we'll start a little bit from history. Like, where do you come from, Nancy? Like, tell us a little bit about your life.
Yeah, where do I come from? Well, I was born in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Just an ordinary little girl, you know, playing around on the streets. And that's what we did back then. There was no cell phones or, you know, what my first passion actually was cartwheels.
Cartwheels.
I loved cartwheels. And I had to master the cartwheel. I had to be the best.
To be the best.
To be the best.
I had a friend of mine by the name of Billy Pendergast. Bill, if you're listening to the program, he was the wheelie king. And we used to all count his pedals. And he would have to master that. And he was really good. So I sort of get it. I was always envious of people who could just sort of know what they were masters at and they could just do it.
Well, I didn't start a master. I loved to do it, yeah. And I did it and did it and did it and did it.
But that's not what we're going to talk about today. Tell us a little bit about your sort of career life. And I want to just sort of lead up to what you're doing now, but sort of like the journey just pre to what you're doing now.
Well, the journey of my career life, I mean, I started, I was a high school dropout.
Okay.
I was a high school dropout, and I started my first job as a commercial artist.
Oh.
And I just loved to draw. I could just draw overnight. So I did get a job after I dropped out of school. I did take some training in commercial art, and I was ready to get hired. And I did get hired in a small little print shop. And I worked my way up there to become the art director. And I did that for 2 years. So that was the beginning of what I call career. And then after a couple of years, it was time for me to have a little guy. So I took off some time from work and raised my son. And then as my son was growing up, didn't need to be there as much, then I really started thinking about my career and what did I want to do. And I was very confused. at the time, computers had really taken over the whole commercial art job, and the job itself for commercial art really changed.
Was that bringing us up to the 90s now? Is that where, sort of where you're talking
that
about?
That would
like,
bring
where
us up to almost the 90s.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, almost
okay.
the 90s.
Yeah, PageMaker and stuff like this. I remember those applications. Yeah.
So I was a very introverted, very shy person. I mean, it didn't get any shyer than that back then. And so commercial art was the safe place to be, you know, behind a, you know, me and pen and paper. But at this time in my life, I didn't want to be so shy. And I didn't want to work with pen and paper. And I wanted to start to create in a different way. And at that time, I realized that I had some personal development to do. I wanted to start sharing ideas. I started to want to help people. So in order to help people, I needed to come out of my shell. So that's when I started doing reading, going to workshops to develop myself and to figure out where I wanted to go with my career. So just kind of backtracking there.
Yeah, that sort of brought you there. You said you did some workshops and things, so you consider yourself a very introverted person, which surprisingly, I would never say that about you because I've had the opportunity to chat with you many times. What kind of training did you do to sort of pull you out of your shell?
I started attending workshops for helping me figure out my career.
Okay.
So pre-employment
training. Pre-employment type of training was where you sort of started. Okay.
Yeah, and reading books.
And I read
Susan Jeffers, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Okay. And was that a good book to read?
It changed my life.
It changed your life.
What was it about
that book that changed your life?
It stretched me beyond my comfort zone, and it helped me to see that fear is a real thing, and it's active in everybody's life. It wasn't just me. And it started to get me to do things I was afraid of doing. So that's what changed things. I really started taking risks and doing things I wasn't comfortable. But I think the biggest part was I started to realize that it was normal.
It was very, very normal. You know what? We're going to take a short break. But I think what we might do when we come back is sort of take a leap off of fear and figuring out it's normal right from that book. And then talking about the business you're involved in right now and the organization. This is Richard Lanin for Set for Success. And we'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and I am hanging out with Nancy McNaughton today from Opening Doors and Success. Now, Nancy, just before our actual break, and during the break, we got a chance to chat. I always enjoy the break, right? Because we get to talk and have these separate conversations. But you mentioned a book in our last segment that you watched that had a profound impact on your life. What was the name of that book again?
Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Okay, and we were talking a bit about fear. What was it that, I guess, in the area of fear that was holding you back at the time? Because, I mean, that's quite important that book came into your life at that particular time.
Well, I think the biggest thing was getting out there, meeting people, and sharing what I had to offer and feeling good with that.
And how did you discover what you had to offer?
Actually, it was through some depression that I went through and really had a really tough time. That was when my son was, you know, not needing mommy around so much. And
so they were teenagers.
Yeah, getting there, approaching teenage. And that was the time I was saying where I was questioning, what am I going to do with my career? So like I said, it was I wanted to help people. So getting out of my comfort zone and helping people meant talking to people. It meant sharing ideas and so that was how it started, and I had decided I was not going to go into commercial art.
Okay, so that was like a big change for you. So you did the commercial art thing. You did the, I'm going to call it mom career thing.
Yes.
Because this is a career in itself, right?
And, for sure.
And so then you start a new organization. So what, and I'm talking about Opening Doors to Success, and I want to talk a bit about that organization. Like what led you up to that?
It started when I started helping people in their careers. I was a support worker, an employment support facilitator.
Hmm.
So I helped people with disabilities, with mental challenges. I helped people that were really struggling and helping them to succeed in their jobs. So I started as a support worker, and I did that for 5 years.
Right, so that's quite a while. That's a lot of experience over a five-year period.
So as I was doing the support work, I found that people with disabilities and challenges were really not being taught the skills to succeed in life or career. And I noticed the gap. So I started developing programs and training to help people and believing in them.
Okay. Now, did you start that in Winnipeg, Manitoba? Was that sort of where you started working on that area?
Yes. I started that through a pre-employment program, an employment support program in Winnipeg. So I started developing programs. I started a workshop, and it was called Ready, Set, Work.
Ready, Set, Work.
I read
that on your present website. I love the word set, by the way.
There you go. Set and success,
there
right?
There you go. All in the same sentence. You got to like that.
You betcha.
Yeah, so that was one of the first programs. Now, you now own an organization called Opening Doors for Success.
Yes, right? It's a nonprofit organization, so it's run by the board. I'm their, I guess you could say, leading board member. I'm the founder of it.
Okay.
Yes.
And how did that come about in terms of actually starting a nonprofit organization?
Well, what was happening was, well, I was working in Winnipeg, and then I moved to another supported employment program in Steinbach, and I started working there, and I started developing more programs, and I was getting more people. People were coming for the workshops, and it was not just a certain group of individuals anymore. It was the whole community, which to me was just wonderful.
How long ago was this?
That would be 8 years ago.
Okay, so this is in a course of a lifetime. 8 years is not a lot. In a career, right? I don't think so anymore because I'm like 30, 40 years in. I'm not that old, believe me. I just happened to start working when I was really young. So in 8 years, so you found this whole unique community coming out. So what type of people are you finding that you're serving now? Because really, it sounds to me like it's a lot about servitude, right? So what are you finding that you serve?
Well, we're serving people anywhere from people with disabilities still, with learning disabilities, mental health issues, single moms, you know, people that are stuck. People have in between jobs. Some people have had some sort of an injury. And for 20 something years, 30 years, they've been doing some physical labor. Now that job came to an end. Now what? Or they can't do the physical labor anymore. So transitioning, people that are transitioning. I've really tried to make the program for everyone because the power of a group is amazing. I don't like to have one small group of people in a 12-week program that are all facing the same challenge. I like the variety of challenges, the diversity in a group.
Now, is that learning through diversity? Is that a good way to put it?
It's a huge way, yeah.
You and I have shared a similar background in the sense of training development. I mean, there's nothing I like better than investing in the success of others, right? And figuring out how you either take an individual or a group or an organization and move them into a new space. I mean, it's extremely rewarding, right?
It is very.
So you've developed a lot of programs around that lines. What are some of the like flagship things that you're finding that you're doing within the community to make that transition for people, to help people out?
You know what it is? It's allowing people to dream.
Allowing people to dream. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Giving them the space to dream of what they would really like their life to look at.
Look like. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here's the thing. I struggle with that. And I'm into goals and objectives and visioning and all that stuff. I think, you know, to a certain degree, vision of success. But sometimes, you know, for some listeners, that sounds so very hokey pokey, right? You want to see what your life will look like. So what is it? Why is that hokey pokey, or why is that not hokey pokey?
Well, I think it can be hokey pokey, but also it's not. It's hokey pokey if you are sitting around and you're dreaming and you say, oh, I can do this, I can do that, and you just wait for it to happen. You know, you put out a prayer, it's going to happen, or you just believe and you focus. So to me, that's hokey pokey.
Okay. All right.
Now, if you're dreaming and you are creating a vision board with your dreams, and then you're going, hey, how am I going to make that happen? And then you step out of your comfort zone and you say yes to opportunities that present themselves. Wow.
Now you can start.
And for me, I am at a point in my life now. I have so many opportunities open to me. I'm now a professional certified coach as well. So now I have all these wonderful dreams and visions. So now my goal for 2017 is to set a strategic plan. So this is where I call it reality. Call it where dream meets reality.
Yeah, because you can't do it all. And with that in mind, with you can't do it all, you got to pick things. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, maybe we'll continue talking about what you need to do to create that roadmap for your own success. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Richard Land for Set for Success, and what a show we've been having. If you're just tuning in or have been listening to us all along, I'm hanging out with Nancy McNaughton, Opening Doors for Success, and we're talking about her journey, probably a little bit more, you know, being a little bit more personal about the things that she experienced in order to get her to what she's doing today. Boy, a big part of that is sort of starting to think about your roadmap and what it is you want to be, I guess what your vision of success is and what are the things that you want to do and achieve in your life, but not so much from a what we're calling hokey pokey perspective, but more from a perspective of reality. Like, yeah, if you want to do it, maybe we need to put something together to make it very realistic. So that's probably what we're going to talk about when we come back, is how do you take those things that you see in your life, whether it's a business that you want to start or a new career you want to get into, or maybe it's something personal in your life. It could be from planning a family to going on a vacation, that big trip you've always wanted to do. Who knows? You might have something like that. What is it you need to do to make all that happen for you? You know, and then what choices you make? Because we all know time is finite. We can't do it all, which is unfortunate because I'd love to do everything. So that's what we're going to do talking back. We're going to talk about what you need to do to sort of figure those things out. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and I'll be right back with my guest, Nancy McNaughton of Opening Doors to Success. Hello, all. I'm having a lot of fun here. Yeah, I know. Would have already said in the intro, Richard Land, Set for Success, all the fun words that come across when the show kicks off again. I'm hanging out with Nancy McNaughton, my new dear best friend. Besties. We'll be besties, Nancy.
Oh,
what do you
for
think?
Sure. It's coffee after. I'm holding you to it.
Coffee afterwards. Holding me to it. You know, Nancy, just before the break, we were chatting a little bit about roadmaps and making decisions, and we're talking about dreams, actually, and you can do it all, right? And we were joking a little bit about hokey pokey. But you said something really quite interesting about making decisions around what it is you need to do, I guess. You didn't quite word it that way, but could you expand on that thought a little bit further?
Well, it's about deciding where you want to put your focus. And what is the next project? And we can get very overwhelmed by that. I know I can. And I know that that's kind of in the little storm that I'm in right now. And that's where I just let go and just follow opportunities that open up.
Yeah, I'm curious about that because I'm in the same boat, right? Mm-hmm. So, I bet you a lot of our listeners are too, right? Is that you can be very quickly in the situation where lots of projects present themselves to you and you can say yes to them, but how do you decide yes or no, right? Because there's some things that maybe you should be saying no to.
Well, it's interesting for me. My blessing is depression.
Oh, okay.
I know
I've never heard that before, but okay.
No, my blessing is depression because I start to feel uneasy.
Okay.
And that to me is an indication that, well, the way I'm going is whoa, 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 this is not where you want to go. And for me, when I find myself in that storm, it's a hard place to be.
It is a hard place to be, isn't it? I got a few of those happening in my life right now and great opportunities. You know, I sometimes wonder if I should say stuff like this on the show, but I'm inside. I'm like, you know, I don't really know if I want to do this. Like, I did it before. I'm done. You know, is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yes. Because, and then you think, oh, you know, I tried it before. Maybe this time I could do it. Right. Because I've learned so much more. Right. Yeah. So that's where the heart and the hokey pokey comes in.
If I just heard you right, you just used the word heart.
The heart.
The heart. And it's funny, I found myself lately making statements, and now you're going to coach me, statements like, well, my heart's not in that anymore. You know, I just don't feel my heart's into that anymore. Yes. And I feel as if, you know, and I'm hoping listeners feel this way sometimes too, but like you're going to disappoint people.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
You know how many, oh gosh. And that's the hardest thing, right? Because we embrace support by others. We fall in love with others that are helping us in this journey. And people have this wonderful vision for us, right? And we catch the vision.
Yeah.
And then we're like, whose vision is this?
It's not my vision.
I've been talked into it being my vision because I love the vision.
Yeah.
But it's just not where I was going.
Or where you're meant to go.
Yeah.
Where you're meant to be.
Or where you're meant to be. Yeah, that roadmap.
I have a quote on my wall in my office to say, be where you're meant to be.
Mm.
Right. And that came out of, I was listening to a podcast and the person said, well, you have to be everywhere. And I sat there and I went, no. I'm not doing
it's that. It's that internal roadmap, that internal navigation system.
Yeah.
And I talked about the depression, right? Yeah. That's when I'm heading towards the ditch.
That's where
or maybe I'm in the ditch.
So how do you get out of the ditch?
It's hard.
It's hard, is it?
And that's when it's like, okay, introvert time.
Okay. You need time to yourself.
Need time to myself.
Yeah.
And just let it just come and... It's something I can't even put words on. It's a heart thing, right?
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
No, it is.
You're like, tell me how.
Tell me how. I'm one of those people that a lot of people think I'm an extrovert, right? But I'm actually an introvert.
Oh.
But when I've been profiled, I profile on the line, right?
Okay.
So I'm 50-50. And there's a special word for it. I never remember the word.
Mm.
But sort of it's very odd to have that sort of real mix. And it's a challenge sometimes because on the one hand, you need that people contact. The other time, people are exhausting. So.
Yeah. And they don't mean to be.
No.
It's,
So I'm curious as to, we've been diving a little bit more into Nancy and stuff. But how does that sort of reflect on your business that you started 8 years ago? Because I'm almost getting the impression that your business is a mirror image of yourself.
Opening doors to success, the idea came into my heart, my mind, years before I got funding to start the program going. So it definitely is. It's opening doors to success. So where did you want? Yeah.
Where did I want to go with that?
Yeah.
I guess, you know what, why don't we start here? What, in terms of starting your own organization, because it's probably still, you're young enough in, but long enough in that you've got some legs under you. What were some of the key challenges that you experienced initially when you started out?
Oh, opposition comes big time.
Opposition?
Opposition.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is others or other organizations or businesses that maybe have been a part of how you got to where you are and not wanting to see you move forward.
Okay.
And I don't think it's even that simple, but opposition from other organizations, other businesses not wanting to see you take off.
So,
and finding ways to hold you back.
What did you do to sort of overcome that challenge? Because that's a very common challenge for entrepreneurs or people in career transition.
Well, that's where I had wonderful mentors in my life. And
okay.
I knew I needed to develop a strong networking team or a support team. And when this was coming around big time and it was a make or break whether I go forward with this idea, and I was getting angry.
Okay.
And I was getting upset. And she said to me, Nancy, rise above. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, really? Rise above.
Rise above. Right. And it works every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. So that's sort of the reminder of you that when you're feeling that emotional level, because you're a business leader in the community now, right? And
mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're being very open in terms of your own road to success, right? I mean, and we all have peaks, valleys, and detours, and people listen to me talk about this all the time, right? And there are people that can hold you back in the things you want to do. I think what we'll do, Nancy, is we'll take a short break. And we come back, I think I would like to talk a little bit about the opportunities in your organization and how you got started and got it off the ground, but then the opportunities as you're going forward and growing and contributing to your community. This is Richard Land for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, and here's sitting here talking to Nancy McNaughton. And Nancy and I have been talking a little bit about starting out in business. And if you're just tuning in, Nancy started her own organization about 8 years ago. Nancy, I think that number is correct. Was it 8 years ago you said?
Yes.
And we were talking a bit about the challenges early on. And surprisingly, I mean, how sometimes people external to you, around you, can actually impede you from chasing your dreams, if you wish, and something you need to do for yourself. And that's an initial challenge, right? But you've been 8 years in your business. So, you know, for the small business owner out there listening to us, I mean, what are some of the challenges that you have now or that you find that, you know, organizations your size have? You know, so we can go generic or we'd be very specific to your organization.
Well, I think when I think back to when I first started this specific program, that's going almost 5 years ago, we were a new initiative. We were a new type of program in the community.
Now, you're talking about in the community you serve, which is the Steinbach community,
yes.
Right?
So, yes,
because
exactly.
I know other cities and I think even probably Winnipeg has, or you know, programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there were some with just a different way of training and helping others. One huge way, and I would say 80% of our program is personal development, self-awareness, simple things as much as forgiveness. You know, is what are you holding on to that's holding you back? And these sorts of things, this is very new to bring that into a program. So it was very new. It was a new initiative and it was really, really appreciated in the community. So one thing that is, I guess you could say it could be a challenge, but me on a personal level, it's a challenge, is when other programs are coming in to the community.
Competition.
That are, yeah, it's yeah. called competition,
that's,
right?
That's the word. Yeah.
That's
one,
the
one
word.
One of the key C's, yeah.
That's yeah. the word. So that is for me, and like you said, you know, for most organizations, businesses, it can get scary. It can get scary and it can bring out some negative qualities in yourself. And as a leader, I'm a strong believer that I'm not going to succeed if I don't have integrity, if I don't do things right.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. It's funny you would say that because in business, hopefully I get this right. I mean, it's company, customer, community, competition. So it's four C's. There's probably a few others, but I was raised on the understanding of four C's. And then as a business leader, you always have to be aware of the four C's and how you contribute to those four C's. So competition is a scary one. You know, it really is in any situation. In terms of the people that you serve, and I know that there's all sorts of people that you serve, you mentioned about forgiveness, okay? And are you finding that that's really a big thing that impedes people? Or maybe the better question is, in what way do you find that that's a big issue that impedes people from moving forward?
Well, specifically to the people that we serve, a lot of people have really been hurt.
Okay.
You know.
And when you say hurt, like what kind of hurt? I mean, I
abuse.
Okay.
All abuse right. is a big one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Negligence.
And those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So your programs then help them create their own business or help them get careers? Like where is it you focus?
It's specific to the individual.
Okay.
It's helping them to recognize where they want to go, showing them different options through the program. So some start businesses, some go back to school, but trying to head them towards what they want to be doing when it, and also helping them to see that really it's about service. No matter what you're doing, when you're serving, that's when you feel your best.
Yeah. You started off 8 years ago. You're a nonprofit organization. So I'm going to gather that required funding and partnerships. Can you what's been the journey about creating partners with your organization? Like what kind of partners do you have and what was the journey getting those partnerships on board?
Well, because I was in the employment part of helping people, I had the funders available to me and really just sharing my idea with the right person that would be able to provide the funding possibly and to jump on that. So that, you know, you've got to be immersed in, you've got to be talking to the people that are doing what you want to do or what you're doing. And I started calling up people. I called Barbara Bose.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I stepped
yeah.
out of my comfort zone. Before, you know, I had that conversation with myself. She's not going to go for coffee with me. This is Barbara Bose,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I almost talked myself out of it,
yeah,
right?
It's amazing how that can happen. I'm going to share a funny story. I'm a very tenacious man, and especially when in my youth, a younger, and I could phone up, I'd phone any, I'm like 25, no, nobody. I'd phone up the CEOs and get meetings with CEOs of companies. And people would tell me, how do you You know, how do you do that? And I'd always look at them and go, well, they're just people like me.
Exactly.
You know? And yeah. I get that. Don't be afraid to make the phone call because you'd be very surprised who will have coffee with you. Yeah, just pose the right question.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, think about it. If everybody thought, well, Nancy McNaugh's not going to go for coffee with me. She was on CJOB. Yeah. Like, please, I need friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, you know what's funny? You would say that. I had this same conversation with a friend of mine, Rob, this morning. Went out for coffee, and we were talking about how you can get so caught up in your world of work that you forget to reach outside of your normal space so that you have people you can connect with and friends. So maybe that's just part of the recipe for success.
Exactly. There you go.
We're always looking for these little hints and tips and things for people. I know we haven't really said a lot about your programming and everything, but I find the journey that you got involved in this organization fascinating. And I know that one of the things you just said, you know, you just got to go out and talk to people about, for example, people that are doing the stuff that you want to do, which is sort of counter thinking, right? I don't want to share with people that are doing the stuff that I want to do because then they'll know that I want to do this stuff. And that's like talking to your competition or your potential future competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that worked for you to sort of step
out. It worked. And that's where you have to let go of the fear.
Yeah.
You know, you have to... There's lots of abundance. There's plenty of it for everyone,
yeah.
Right? And I have to tell myself this all the time.
Okay,
you
okay,
know?
All right.
But, you know, and look at what are you doing different?
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing, that what are you doing different?
That somebody else is
that
doing,
somebody
another organization
else
is doing.
Yeah.
I guess is looking for that difference overall, because there are many programs. One of the things I want to do is just encourage our listeners, if they're looking at making a change, and I guess, you know, I guess often we are, is that if they're thinking about creating a nonprofit organization to serve a certain part of their community, maybe the opportunity is there. If they're thinking about creating a business to serve a certain need in the community, maybe that opportunity is there. It's just a matter of maybe you can give us some words on that in a bit.
Yes. You know, what really helped me, what got me towards that was just doing the business plan and my website.
Okay.
And that's like your vision board.
So you put it out there before you could do it.
I put it out there before I did it. It's funny, you know, when I thought about the training space and what it would look like. And I remember looking around, okay, what's going to go on the wall? I don't even have funding yet. You know, I've got my proposal half done, but I'm thinking about what's going to be on the walls.
So what's going to happen
Yeah.
next? You know what?
Exactly.
We're going to put it out there, but we're also going to take a short break.
Okay.
This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, everyone. It's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and what a show we've been having. I've been hanging out with Nancy McNaughton, Opening Doors for Success. Nancy, if you had a final thought for our listeners, what would it be?
You know, it would have to be, if you see a need and you see a way that you can fill that need, you've got to go for it. Need speaks loudly.
Needs. Needs what?
Need speaks loudly for business.
Need speaks loudly for business. That's actually great advice. If somebody wanted to contact you, how would they go about doing that?
They can contact me at nancy.openingdoorstosuccess@gmail.com.
So that's a good way to contact you. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success. And if you've been hanging out with us today, you know we've been talking a lot about really creating your own nonprofit organization or stepping out of your comfort zone. If you have any questions or anything, like send me an email at richard@setforsuccess.ca. Be more than happy to respond to them. Nancy, I'd like to thank you for joining the show, and listeners, obviously I'd like it when you guys tune in. It always makes me very, very happy. And always remember to do your best, invest in the success of others, and make your journey count.